Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, July 28th, 2022. Berlin's authorities are facing ever greater problems in accommodating refugees. Social Senator Katja Kipping explained yesterday that the already tense situation had recently escalated dramatically, and an emergency plan will now be put into effect. Among other things, it's planned to open a large tent with about 900 sleeping places, which is still in reserve on the grounds of the Ukraine Arrival Center in Tegel. In addition, the renting of overnight accommodation in hostels is to be examined, as is the installation of further tents in the city. Per the latest information from the State Office for Refugee Affairs, in addition to refugees from Ukraine, around 1,000 asylum seekers from other countries are arriving in Berlin each month. Currently, there are still 326 vacant places in shared accommodation and reception facilities. And after they are used, the total capacity of 24,500 places will be exhausted. At the beginning of July, Senator Kipping had sounded the alarm with regard to the accommodation of refugees, and at the time, she stated that only 850 vacant places were available. In the meantime, a container village at the former Tempelhof Airport has been reactivated, and 330 places have been created, and on August 1st, a new shelter in Lichtenberg with 385 additional places is to open. But that will not be enough. Per Kipping, the situation has recently come to a head for two reasons. First, many private individuals who had initially helped and provided housing are now reaching the limits of their capacities. Secondly, Berlin currently has to take in more asylum seekers because almost all other federal states have dropped out of the nationwide distribution system and are already overburdened by taking in refugees from Ukraine. Kipping added, there is now an admission stop for people who are making initial applications for asylum, and Berlin must cushion the blow. Yesterday, she called on the other federal states to return to the distribution system based on the so-called Königstein Key. Under this system, asylum seekers are distributed among the states according to the number of inhabitants, and Berlin's share is a good 5%. Monkeypox continues to spread in the region. General practitioner Sven Schellberg treats people with sexually transmitted diseases in his office in Mitte, and many of his patients are gay men, a group of people who are the most affected by monkeypox and therefore have a great interest in vaccination. According to Schellberg, monkeypox is not considered a classic sexually transmitted disease, but it is passed on through sex and close skin contact. That's why patients want to protect themselves and get vaccinated. And the delivery and storage conditions of the vaccine are not easy. It must be transported and stored below minus 20 degrees Celsius, which not every practice in Berlin can do. 18 practices, however, are involved in the vaccination campaign, and each of them has received 300 doses, but most of them have run out. Christopher Schreiber of the Berlin-Brandenburg Lesbian and Gay Association says that the vaccination campaign is not going as it should in the capital, and this is despite the fact that Berlin has already received a quarter of the 40,000 doses available nationwide, and he refers to the figures from the RKI. Of the more than 2,400 monkeypox cases nationwide, at least 1,000 were registered in Berlin. And the health administration on Tuesday gave a figure of 1,277. In light of this, the Senate is demanding that the federal government supply significantly larger quantities of vaccine to Berlin. State Health Secretary Thomas Goetz told RBB that the federal health minister had ordered more vaccine and that it was hoped that much of it would be delivered to the Hauptstadt. Goetz estimates that about 100,000 doses are needed to reach everyone who is entitled to a vaccination, according to the recommendations of the Vaccination Commission. As far as cases of infection are concerned, however, the trend is currently downward after a peak in mid-July. after right-wing extremist tattoos were identified on security personnel at the Berlin Christopher Street Day celebrations, the Senate has intervened. The Senate Department for Justice, Diversity, and Anti-Discrimination announced on Tuesday that it's planning a discussion with the Gay Advisory Service and other organizations, and the department wants to ensure that no right-wing security guards are deployed at the CSD in the future. Soraya Gomez, State Secretary for Diversity and Anti-Discrimination, stated, quote, "Queer, hostile, right-wing extremists have no place at a pride event that is about acceptance and equal rights and fighting discrimination." Domestic internet still has major deficits in thousands of homes. From mid-December to the end of June, around 22,000 readings were completed using the Federal Network Agency's broadband measurement app, and almost every time, a reduction claim was identified. A claim for price reduction exists if the internet is worse than contractually agreed, and there are specifications for the maximum, minimum, and normally available bandwidth. Consumers can use the desktop app to check whether their contract delivers what it promises. The legally binding measurement option has been in place since mid-December. The procedure, called measurement campaign, is time-consuming, with 30 tests over several days. The protocols do not state how high the price reduction should be, and consumers must clarify this with their providers. The number of measurements has been declining recently. According to the network agency, in the first 2.5 months, there were a total of around 15,000 completed campaigns. Now, after 6.5 months, there are around 22,000. Frederick Ufer of the Internet Industry Association, VATM, argues that the vast majority of users are satisfied with their internet connections and stated that there are around 37 million internet connections in Germany. And if one puts the 22,000 measurements in relation to this, the proportion of connections that have been proven to be deficient is very small. If you would like to start a measurement campaign of your domestic internet connection yourself, please follow the link in our show notes. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.